A change in Arkansas law is what has led to a drastic increase in the number of alcohol arrests and violations at Arkansas State University. Last week, the university's police department released crime statistics, which showed arrests for liquor law violations spiked from no arrest in 2011 to 24 arrests in 2013. The students who were referred to the Student Conduct Office for liquor violations were also up from 25 in 2011 to 101 referrals last year. Administrative Lieutenant for the Arkansas State University Police Department, Jared Long, says the numbers do not mean there is more alcohol on campus now than previously. He says a change in the law has made it easier for police to arrest minors for alcohol violations.
Prior to the change, in order to make an arrest for minor in possession, the individual had to actually physically be in possession of a can or bottle, or they had to have that in their immediate possession. But when the law changed, they made it to where if it's in their body, if we can smell the odor of an alcoholic beverage, then now constitutes minor in possession. So that's why those numbers started to increase, because we were making contact with a lot of individuals that had it in their system but didn't actually have any alcohol on them at the time.
And Long says an additional spike in the numbers were due to data that was also provided by the Jonesboro Police Department, as some officers from the Jonesboro Police Department have assisted university police in some cases.
The numbers were increased this year because of some extra data that was added to it that has not been added in previous years. Those statistics are for they're what we call the Cleary crime statistics. They're strictly for the university or for the Department of Higher Education. Those aren't the same statistics that would go to the FBI crime stats. And we are required by law to request incident reports from other agencies. And this year was the first year that Jonesboro responded to it. So another reason for the increase in numbers is that also includes all the police reports that Jonesboro police officers dealt with in areas on the very edge of campus and situations where they may have been on campus too. So I don't know that there's really an increase in alcohol. It was just an increase in the reporting of it, basically.
Long says that Arkansas State University spends a lot of time in educating students about the dangers of alcohol. He gives the process of what happens to students who violated the university's liquor laws.
Once we contact an individual and we do our arrest report, that also goes to the Student Conduct Office. And they a lot of times try to help further their education by, I've been told that they go through counseling, alcohol courses and stuff like that through the school to kind of help educate the student as to their dangers of it. And we also teach programs throughout the year to various classes. One of them is called the Fatal Vision, which we have some goggles that simulate what your vision would be if you're under the influence of alcohol. And we have students kind of wear those, and sometimes we can even set up a path with a golf cart and some cones, and we try to have the students navigate through that path. And so we try to do things like that to put the awareness out there.
That's Lieutenant Jared Long with the Arkansas State University Police Department, who says that students are not contacted by police unless a student causes a disruption that police may investigate. Arkansas State University has a strict policy against the use and sale of alcohol on campus. I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting in Jonesboro for KASU News.